This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Since the beginning of the new water year, which is October 1st, South Dakota has received less than 50% of its normal precipitation. While most of us enjoyed the mild winter, the lack of moisture is concerning going into the grazing season, state's Extension Range Field Specialist Kaylee Wheeler.
When we have a lack of dormant season precipitation combined with warmer temperatures and not really getting these spring rains, those combined are really strong indicators that forage growth is going to be a little bit delayed and or reduced for the 2026 grazing season. And this means that it might take a little bit more time for these pastures to be ready to graze.
Wheeler urges cattle producers to assess their pastures before spring turnout, looking at the number of fully formed leaves on grass plants.
So an introduced cool season grass such as smooth brome grass or crested wheatgrass, those can be grazed at the three-leaf stage. And that's because these grasses, they're going to be the first ones to green up in the spring. They're going to reach maturity quickly. So you can use those ones earlier.
Native cool season grasses, such as western wheatgrass, should have 3.5 leaves before grazing, while 4 fully formed leaves are required for the grazing of native warm season grasses. In addition to grazing readiness, Wheeler advises rotating pastures in different order beginning in spring. While the lack of moisture is a concern, Wheeler states ranchers should always adapt their grazing plans to circumstances, proactively managing forage supply and demand. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.